Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. This week, Casey B. and I are going to be talking about our trip to Astoria, Oregon last week. And as always, we will be giving our toasts and roasts, our highs and lows of the past week. And yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. We had some interesting times on our trip, taking a trip during these COVID times. Turned out to be a lot more frustrating than I thought it was going to be. So, Casey B., what is your toast of the week, unless you want to start with your roast?
I'll start with some toast. So, I would like to toast going to Port Angeles on Sunday.
Yeah.
And went and visited your family, which was nice.
Visiting my family is your toast?
It was nice because I always like talking to your grandpa, and yeah, it was just nice doing that. And then on Monday we had my grandpa's birthday party, so that was, yeah, it was good seeing all the family everywhere.
Yeah, we saw lots of family.
Lots of family in 2 days.
Yeah, my mom's parents, my dad's parents, and your, it was a lot.
It was a lot. It's a lot of people.
It was a lot. It's a 3 grandpas in 2 days.
Yep.
3 grandpas and 2 grandmas.
Yep. Sounds about right.
And our parents and your brother and one of my brothers. And
yeah.
It was a lot.
That was fun.
It was good. And it wasn't even a holiday.
Nope. Just did it. And listening to the Seahawks game on the radio with Steve Rabel.
That was good.
That was fun.
It was a nice drive back. It was stormy. And I was... Okay, that leads into my toast. So my toast is I read the most amazing book. I read it in like a day and a half, 2 days. It was so freaking good. It was called The Stillwater Girls, and I'll pull up the author, but I'll link it in the show notes too, because I want everyone to read it. It was really dark. I've been reading these, I've said before on the podcast, I read kind of dark books, but now it's Halloween season, so I am kind of defending myself for reading these dark books, but it was like, it had everything I loved in it. It was written from multiple points of view, which I love. It has a little bit of kind of a cult background in it, slightly, has mystery, suspense, and just a big twist ending. And oh my gosh, it was so good. So it was The Stillwater Girls by Minka Kent. And it's free on Kindle Unlimited. And it was so good. That was my toast this week. Is my book was just so good. I was addicted to it. What's your roast?
My roast is my ankle. I'd like to roast my ankle.
So you have a history.
Yeah, anyone who knows me from back in the high school days, even earlier, know that I didn't go 6 months without being in a walking cast, like my entire high school career.
It's just so embarrassing.
I have glass ankles. And I've been doing so good. It's been, what, like 2 years, 3 years since I messed my ankle up.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I mean, it's just overwhelming to me how often you hurt yourself, because I've never broken a bone in my body. I've never had anything like that. Like when I was dancing, maybe I pulled something once or twice, but nothing like you. You're always hurt, and your ankles they're just a mess.
They are a mess.
And the funny thing about this is that You went to work and it was dumping rain, and then it was thundering and lightning ing
Lightning.
like crazy. And it was so loud. It was literally right on top of our house, is what it felt like. And Casey was outside on the forklift at work, and I texted him. I said, "Be careful." And then he texted me back in the afternoon, so like 5 hours later, and says, "I was trying, but I messed up," or something like
Was
that.
trying to be careful, but I failed.
And so I say, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" And of course, I think he got struck by lightning. I probably would have heard about it before then if that were the case. But, and then you said that you hurt your ankle again. And I said, "Oh, okay, so the usual." But
Oh man.
you're gonna be fine though.
I know. I'll
It's
be
not, it's
fine.
definitely not as bad as I've seen it before. Yeah, you're just a mess. It's just slightly swollen right now.
That hurts right there, huh?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, rub some dirt on it. You'll be
Oh, that's
okay.
what I've been doing all day.
Lindsay keeps telling me to rub dirt on it.
Just been going out back in the gravel and rubbing dirt on my ankle. Lindsay said it'll make it work.
You never know.
That and Windex. And
Oh.
duct tape wrap.
Windex from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yep.
Oh, we should watch that. So my roast is just, I haven't been feeling very good and not like being sick, but just being sad, and my anxiety has been really bad. And I'll probably talk about it once we talk about our trip, because I basically had an anxiety attack on our trip and it was not good. And I can laugh about it now, but I just know a lot of people are going through this right now too. So I mean, I don't really know what to say. I'm not an expert or anything, but if it feels better to know that other people are going through it too, then that's all I can offer, because I don't really know how to fix it. But something that I saw this week was on social media. This got shared around, this image, and it's basically a long paragraph, and then quite a bit of it is crossed out. So I'll read the part that is not crossed out first, and then I'll read it in full because I just really connected with it, and I think other people do too. And people reached out to me too and said, "Oh my gosh, I feel this way too." And it just sucks that we all feel like this. Like, why can't we just feel happy? But anyways, I'll read it. It says, "Hi, sorry I haven't texted you back. You know how life gets. The weather has been beautiful, right? How are you? I hope well. Let's get dinner soon." So that's the message with all of the stuff crossed out. And then if you read what has been crossed out, it says, "Hi, sorry I haven't texted you back. I've been anxious and depressed. I haven't had time to catch my breath. You know how life gets. I'm so drained and I cannot even collect energy for the most basic tasks, like texting you back or washing the dishes. The weather has been beautiful, right? Yesterday, I fought off a panic attack while driving and had to pull over because my vision was blurred. I just want to sleep all the time. But if I told you, you would just want to uncover a reason behind all this, and there is no tangible reason you would accept as valid. How are you? I hope well. Let's get dinner soon." So that's how I feel all the time. So I just really connected with that. And I saw other people connected with it as well. It got shared quite a bit. And so just, you're not alone if you feel like that. And I think the one thing in this is it's part of it's crossed out as well, that says that you would want to uncover a reason behind all of this, and there's no tangible reason that you would accept as valid. And I feel like that's a little weird, but it makes total sense to me. Like, I don't know why I am anxious about this stuff. It's stupid, but I am. Or I don't know why I'm sad today. Or sometimes you even do know why, but it doesn't seem like a good enough reason, because there's a lot of people out there right now who have things a lot worse than us, depending on whatever the situation is. So I don't know. I just want to share that. That's my roast, is that I feel like that. But it's good that we can connect and actually talk to people about it, because I know years ago, people wouldn't even share stuff like that. So
no.
That is kind of nice. And I'm sorry to all my friends who I haven't been texting. But I can't see you anyways, so I don't know what to do. But I do want to talk to my friends, and I do want to see them. But at the same time, nobody really knows what to do right now. So right after this quick break, we will get back and talk about our trip to Astoria. And there was highs, and there was lows, and there was laughs, and there was a lot of stuff happening in the good old northwest tip of Oregon. We'll be right back. And we're back. Okay, so we're back. We're talking about our trip to Astoria. And if you guys don't know, Astoria, Oregon, it's in basically the northwest tip of Oregon. And the movie Goonies was filmed there. Great film. And it's kind of a little bit of a tourist destination, but not really. I think it's becoming more and more of a tourist destination, but it's kind of just a small town. It's very similar to our hometown of Port Angeles. I don't think it's anything, it's not crazy cool, but you know, normally we go to Bend, Oregon every year, and we did not go this year because of coronavirus, and we still haven't gone. We thought about going later in the fall or early winter because, you know, more things are kind of opening. But after our trip to Astoria, I'm really, really, really glad that we didn't go to Bend, because I did not want to taint our image or our experience of Bend and the breweries and all that kind of stuff. And it was way more difficult than I thought it was going to be. We'll just begin with that. So do you have anything to say in the overview
about the difficulties?
Because I was gonna go kind of day by day, but or just, you know.
Well, yeah, it's Astoria. I mean, I had never seen the Goonies before we went through there the first time on our way down to Cannon Beach, so I didn't know what that was all about. And why are you laughing at me?
I'm just laughing.
But yeah, I like it as a town. It's a good small town. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I'm not very good.
So we decided to go to Astoria because last year we went to Cannon Beach and we stayed along the coast on our way down there. So we stayed along the coast in Washington, and then we went all the way to Cannon Beach because it's a long ways from where we lived. So on our way down to Cannon Beach, we stopped in Astoria and we saw, oh, it's such a cute little town. And there's breweries there. And we saw the Goonies house. And we basically said, this is so fun. We definitely want to come and spend more time here. We had lunch at this awesome restaurant at the Bowie Brewery. And the big seals were underneath. And we also had beer at the Fort George Brewery in their tap room, and it was so cool. And it was a great time of year because they were doing like a special on all their dark, delicious beer for a February festival thing that they did. And it was in this cool room with like a fireplace and all this stuff. And you could tell, like, in the summer, they had a cool area where you could play cornhole and stuff outside. And you know, I understand things have to be different during Corona, but it just was not the best move, unfortunately. I don't know what would have been a better move, because I don't know, basically just going to the middle of the country because I'm tired of it. But so we drove down, and if anyone does want to go to Astoria, Fort Stevens, Long Beach, Washington, Cannon Beach, any of those areas over there, I highly suggest, if you're coming from the Seattle area, driving down and not taking I-5 the whole way and going to like Portland that way, I would say take I-5 down to Olympia and then go to 101, like you're going just straight to the coast from there. It's a much better drive, and it's like 10 minutes longer than going straight down I-5, but 100 times better.
Yeah, it's so much better.
It's so much prettier. And I mean, We've never gotten really stuck behind a slow car or anything. That's the only one thing that could be bad if you get stuck behind like a log truck or something, but it's never happened to us. And it's just so much better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of driving on I-5, so between the two choices, definitely take the 101 route and go through the little towns. You got like, was it Raymond
Raymond
and
and South Bend.
yeah.
South Bend is the oyster capital of the world. If you like oysters, I like it there. And yeah, so anyways, we drove down, and the road by South Bend and Raymond, and we don't really go to Long Beach if you're going to Astoria Strait, but you are basically driving right next to the water for a lot of it, and that part's really nice. And the sun was going down, it was beautiful. So that part was nice. We drove, and then we drove. Oh, one of the best parts about Astoria is the bridge. The bridge from Washington to Astoria, Oregon is beautiful. And I think we've talked about this before, but I like bridges, and this is one of the prettiest bridges around. So you gotta just see the bridge. It's huge. I'm so glad I didn't drive on it, because it goes from basically like right on top of the water, like a floating bridge would be, but then it goes like up really, really, really high, and then it turns around.
It's
It's
pretty
crazy.
steep. It's pretty steep, I have to say.
Wow, our neighbors are being rude. Don't they know we're recording right
The sign's on out there, right? The light
now? Live
on
recording.
air?
We should get one.
We're on air right now. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I like that bridge. I like the one over to was it Wellingford or Wallington? Wherever we had to go.
Warrington.
Warrington, that's the one.
So we'll get into that later. So basically, we drove over the bridge. It was beautiful. And then driving into Astoria, Main Street is super cute. It is basically a bunch of little shops and stuff, you know, normal downtown, but it's very, hard to say.
It's kind of like in the original condition. It looks like
I,
an older town,
yeah,
like all the
I keep
buildings.
thinking vintage, but that's not the right word. But it looks historical still. It had a theater that has all the cool bright lights like flashing on it still. And then the hotel we stayed at was called Hotel Elliot, and it had cool, like, it almost feels like old. This is gonna make me sound super like I'm from the country or something, but it gives me like old, like New York vibes with some of the old kind of stuff that they did. You know, this is the big city, but it's not the big city, but they have cool lights, and that part is just really cool. They did really great with the restoration of a lot of these shops, restaurants, hotels, theaters, all that kind of stuff down there. And yeah, then we checked in the hotel, and we said, okay, we're gonna get dinner. And it is about 7:30. So we get bundled up to go outside. And one of the reasons we went to Astoria is because there's four breweries in Astoria. So if that, you can make a day out of that. You can just go to breweries and hang out. And so that was our plan. And we thought, okay, well, maybe we can go to a brewery for dinner or not. We'll just go to a restaurant. We'll just find something. And this is not a tiny town. And so we go, and the closest brewery to our hotel was called Reach Break Brewing, and they have food trucks outside, and they have outdoor seating for the COVID. And we go, and I say, is there a wait right now? And they say, yeah, there is actually, but last call is at 7:45. And I'm like, okay, so you ha it's 7:30, you have a wait. Like, what is that? First of all, what does that even mean if you're going to close in 10 minutes? And who does last call on Saturday night at 7:45? And they were full.
Yeah.
It's just bad business. I think that's so ridiculously dumb.
Because I mean, it's not like it was a mandate or anything, like a state
No.
mandate.
The mandate, if it's the same as Washington, is 10, and I don't think it's the same as Washington, but the other places were open, so it's that's besides the point. Like, I have no idea if they're if you're full, why would you close at 7:45 on a Saturday night? So that was the first place we stopped, and then I was in a mood. It's
Yeah,
But I was like, oh, that's just the first one, whatever, we'll find somewhere. I already knew we weren't going to get into Fort George. They're kind of like the biggest, the coolest brewery in Astoria. They have seriously amazing beer. And I looked at their website and it said that they are highly suggesting reservations. And I didn't know when we were going to be getting into town, so I didn't make a reservation for that night. So we walked by it, and as you can imagine, there was a ginormous line, like, waiting out the door to get into this place. I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like, okay, why is there a giant line if they're taking reservations? I don't get it, but whatever. We'll keep walking. So we keep walking. Then we walk into this place, and it says that they have really good cabbage rolls, and it is like a bar. It doesn't look like they serve food there, but I saw on the wall they had food, and they were going to have a comedy night. And so we're like, oh, maybe this is the spot. This is like, maybe it's meant to be. Flashback. A couple years ago, we took a trip, and we stumbled upon a comedy night, and it was amazing. And we had no idea it was going to be there. And the place that we went it was hilarious comedy, good drinks, and really good food.
Oh, the best food.
And I don't know. Of course, I thought we could strike gold twice. Did not happen. So we walk into this place. It's pretty full, but we thought that maybe we could sneak in a spot somewhere. And then as we're standing in line at the bar, somebody sits in this open table, and then there's no more spots to sit. And then the show's going to start, and you can't just stand there. I don't think you could do standing room only during COVID, and we were getting hungry. And so then we leave. And the people there there was no signs, no telling anyone what to do. I hate that. I hate not knowing what to do at a restaurant. It's so frustrating. And so then we leave, and we keep walking. Feel free to jump in at any point, Casey.
Okay.
And then we walked down, and I said, we're looking at the Google map too, you know? And we walked down, and I say, this other brewery is supposed to be over here. We can check it out. We weren't set on going to a brewery, but there's like no restaurants to be found where we were. And so we walked down, and the place that we walk up to looks rough.
Looked sketchy.
It looked very sketchy. It was one of those places with just a big black door and
no windows,
a neon light, and the sign that they have no minors allowed, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't feel like this is people like smoking cigarettes right outside the door. And I'm like, this just doesn't seem right. I looked at this place online, and that does not.
That doesn't fit the description.
But I was like, we're not going there right now. So we turned. I was like, I'm hungry. I don't want to go to this dumpy dive bar right now. And I like dive bars, but I was not in the mood. So then we keep walking. We finally find a place to eat, right? Yes.
Well, we went back to, or no, we walked by the place we ended up eating, because we were going to go back to the comedy place.
Right.
And then we got back to the comedy place, and it was totally full. And then we walked back around in circles.
We were walking around trying to find something. It was rough. And then we saw this one place, and then I was worried it was going to be too fancy. And then, so I was like, let's just keep walking. And then we couldn't find anything. So we walked back, and we ended up going back to this fancy place. It wasn't that fancy. And we got to eat in the bar. And we got to sit at the bar, which was exciting because we can't sit at the bar in Washington. So that's not legal. And for whatever reason. But they had up like this plastic partition. So that was interesting how they did that. But we walked into this restaurant, and the lady goes, do you guys have a reservation? And I'm like, son of a bitch. I thought I was not going to be able to eat. And oh my gosh. And we ate there, and it was good.
And it was good.
It was Cajun food, and it was delicious. And that all ended up okay. But while we're walking around trying to find somewhere to eat, it just should not be that hard. Like, I wouldn't have cared if we found like a pizza place or just anything. And it was just everywhere was jam-packed. And I just did not think it was this much of a tourist destination.
I don't know. I was kind of shocked about that too.
It was weird. It was really weird because I understand, like, we're tourists. We're going there to be tourists. So we should just expect that there's more tourists there. But it's not like, I didn't think that it was that kind of destination. But apparently it was. Or maybe it didn't even seem like anything was going on that weekend either. Maybe it's just always hopping on Saturday nights. I don't know. But we were walking around and I started to cry and I said, I made a huge mistake coming here and I wasted our time and money driving all the way over here and this whole weekend is going to be like this. We're not even going to get in anywhere. And it was just it's terrible. And then what did you say, Casey?
Said, honey, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what you always
happy.
say.
What I actually said was, oh, I'm happy just walking around with you.
Yeah, because you're nice.
And I'm fine with it. If we can get some pizza or something like that, get a sixer of beer and go back to the hotel, I'm cool with that.
I was just getting grumpy.
You were hungry.
It was a frustrating evening.
It was, but we made it through.
Then after we had a delicious dinner, we went to this place that was pretty cool, actually. It was a bottle shop and a tap room, so they basically sell cans and bottles of beer, but they also have beer on tap and you just hang out there. I always think those are interesting because they're like a bar, but they're not a bar. And we went there and we got one beer before going back to the hotel, and I got the most disgusting beer.
Yeah, that was nasty.
It's this weird thing that I've seen before, but I didn't realize that's what I was ordering. But it was called a smoothie or something. It's like a smoothie with beer, and it literally had like chunks of orange in it. When there's chunks in it, it tasted a little bit like throw up.
Tasted.
I would try it again, but a different flavor maybe. But
That was disgusting.
now we went back to the hotel. Oh, and then this is a real kicker, guys. So I already was frustrated before we got to finally get some food. We get the food was good, but I was worried while we're having dinner. I'm worried that we came here, I paid for 2 nights at this hotel, and what are we gonna do if we just have to keep walking around tomorrow and just keep getting like rejected? That's just going to be so frustrating. Like, why did we even come here? What did I do? So that was me half of dinner worrying about that. And then we go, I'm like, okay, we're going to have one nice beer and then we'll relax. And then my beer was bad. I'm like, what's going on? I'm trying to have a good time. This is the first vacation I've had in so long and it's not going well. And I'm like, whatever. We get back to the hotel. And our hotel neighbors were definitely getting it on. And it was like somebody was filming a pornographic film next door to us. And it was so,
I was not
oh
intrigued.
my God. And I am like giggling. And Casey is like, has the hotel key in his hand and he's trying to get it to go and swipe, but he is like overwhelmed because he's listening to this. And it was, people could do whatever they want, but it was two dudes and it was overwhelming to hear and it was a lot to hear. And Casey's fumbling,
I'm
trying to
like,
get the key.
I
And
must have swiped that card like freaking 10, 20
I'm
times.
just giggling and I'm like, you gotta hurry up and do it. And
Oh, God.
I knew that you were like, you're just like, oh my God, oh my gosh.
Just blocking it out. Oh,
You were
Jesus.
not blocking it out though, you're
I was
trying
trying to.
to.
Then I forgot about it. Then you reminded me. Then you just reminded me again.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus.
So that was night one. And I was like, this is not going well. This is not going well at all.
It was an interesting start to the trip.
The next day was much better.
Yes, it was.
We woke up and, well, I woke up, Casey slept in, and they were setting up the farmers market. Apparently, they have a really cool farmers market in Astoria every Sunday, and I love a good farmers market. So they were setting that up, and we walked through the farmers market in the morning, looked around. That felt pretty normal with all the COVID stuff. Like,
Yeah.
people just kind of walking a little bit farther apart from each other and wearing masks, nothing weird. I was glad that they were able to keep that going during these times. Then we went and got breakfast at a coffee shop, and it was fine. The people sitting next to us there,
Oh,
they
God.
were annoying, but
Can I quote the guy?
yeah, sure. Quote him.
Quote him. I'm really disappointed by this breakfast burrito. There's just not enough substance in it. I just don't know. There should be potatoes or something in it.
Oh my
Like,
God.
Jesus Christ.
So
Says what's in it right on the damn board.
the best thing about us is we get annoyed by the same kinds of people. And we're sitting there and sometimes we'll like look at each other, but I didn't say anything about it until after we left. But I said, those people were sitting next to me were really annoying. And Casey goes, oh my gosh, I was thinking that too. And then the freaking guy, he ordered the burrito. And it's fine if you don't like your food at a restaurant, but to be like, I'm just really disappointed in this, and saying like it didn't have enough stuff in it. When it says what's in a breakfast burrito on the menu, it says eggs, cheese, bacon, like whatever. And he's like, it should have had potatoes or rice. Who puts rice in a breakfast burrito? This is a psychopath. And
Must
so,
be crazy.
oh my gosh, he was being annoying.
Oh man, yeah. That was the start of the
Yeah, and then
day.
I was like, here we go again.
I was starving. I'm
Oh.
like, he's just talking about how disappointing his breakfast burrito was, and
And
I
that's
just
what
ordered
you.
one. Then I got it. I'm like, this is freaking delicious. It's exactly what I thought it would be.
My gosh. And then we went and looked around at antiques for a little bit, and we went to Astoria Brewing Company, and that was good. And they had this really cute thing set up in there, and it looked like the Goonies house, but then they had a bunch of Goonies merch in there to buy, so that was cool. We didn't eat there because we had just eaten a delicious breakfast from the coffee shop. And yeah, that was a good spot, and we got to watch Seahawks game there. I was a little concerned because the Seahawks game was on, and I thought we were gonna miss it. And I said, they don't have it on the TV here. They don't have it on that other TV here. And then I walked around a corner and they had it on two TVs. So it was wonderful. And after that, we walk over. So there's basically two big breweries in Astoria, and they're Fort George, like I said earlier, and that's kind of like fancier. And then there's Bowie, which is really popular. It's right on the water. That's the one I said before. They have the seals underneath. We walk over to Bowie. The line is out the door along the it the line was huge, and there's three different lines going on. There's a line for food, there's a line for beer, and there's a line to just wait to talk to the hostess. And I was like, oh my God, I don't understand. Also, I just don't understand the people who wait in line for that long for a beer. Like, just go to the store and buy a six pack of beer. I'm not waiting in line for 45 minutes for a beer.
Oh, hell no.
I don't care how good you say it is. Like,
Well, I don't get the, because, I mean, they had the, across the alley or whatever it was, across the parking lot, they had another little building set up,
they had a
a
whole nother
warehouse.
building too that was a beer hall, is what they called it.
And you could get your food over there too. And it's like all these people are waiting in line to eat in the restaurant.
Because they want to sit by the water. And it's just like the people who are here in Gig Harbor. Like, I'll wait an hour if I can sit on the deck. What? Why?
I don't got that time of kind of time. I'd be starving.
I don't understand. So you guys are just hearing more about the way we think, I guess, in this episode. But
Very driven by food.
yeah, I just don't like to wait. And there are things that I'll wait for, but waiting for No. So then we say, no, we're not waiting. And then we walk over to their little beer hall, but they didn't have a TV in the beer hall. So we're like, we're gonna have to find somewhere else. We find another bar, and this is kind of like a divey bar and was a good choice. Casey found it. Great spot. We're able to watch the Seahawks game with a bunch of other people who are watching, and it was a good crowd of people, and people were spaced out, whatever, and it was good. Got some beer there. We're able to just chill, watch. It was
That was a good environment. It was a good sports
I think
bar type of place.
there this is the other thing that I just don't understand. Like, there's a lot of places like this in this town. Why are people waiting an hour to drink a beer? There's other places to
Let's
go.
serve the same beer.
It's the same beer. They're Bowie beer on tap right next door. Oh my. And they have a TV.
You remember what I said when we were looking for that place and I saw it?
What?
Well, that place over there has football players painted on the side of it. They probably have a game on.
They did.
Yep,
You were
walked
right.
in. Game was on. First thing I heard. Seahawks!
So then he watched the end of the game, and then we went to the beer hall because the game was over. And their beer was great. I like places like that. It was, there's not a lot going on, and there was barely a line there. But then there was still a giant line over at the other one, the flagship, the main restaurant, whatever. And so, unfortunately, we did not get to eat at Bowie like we did basically a year and a half ago, which was the reason we wanted to go back because it was such a good experience. And I understand, but it's frustrating. And then we went, and I made a reservation at Fort George because their website says make reservations. And so I made a reservation for there. And in between, we went and got a beer at that little bottle shop place again. Got a text message, said your table's ready, walk over to Fort George. Oh my God, it was so good. So when we went to Fort George before, we just had really good beer. But this time we got to have the food, and the pizza was wow.
It was pretty good, I have to say. That bread that we got first, though,
Honestly, yeah, the
I
cheesy
think
bread was
the
better than
cheesy
the
bread, I
pizza.
was way more impressed with the cheesy bread.
The cheesy bread with pesto on it was amazing. All
Oof.
their beers were so good.
Oof.
They had a beer that was aged in wine barrels, and I loved it. And because I don't like wine, but it had this nice crisp sweetness to it.
Crispy.
That was great. So at that point, we had quite a few beers, and so I was tired. So then we went back to the hotel and we watched Schitt's Creek because the new season came out, and it was nice and relaxing.
That was nice and relaxing.
I feel like I was going to say something else about Fort George. Oh, it was also a bummer because their tap room wasn't open, just their main restaurant was, and their tap room was where we went before. And with the fireplace, and it was cool environment there. I really don't know why it wouldn't be open when they obviously have the demand again. Maybe it's just too small of a space. That's really the only reason I can think of, but
Yeah, it's probably just because it was too small of a space. Because, I mean, if
they
you
could
did it like
only have
that,
like 10.
two people.
Yeah, I
So
guess it's
it was just us, and then those four people walked in, and it was like cramped that one
yeah, that's
time.
true. It's really small. So basically, what we've decided is we need to go back again when things are normal. We need to go in the off season. And yeah. I don't know. I always go places during the off season, not tourist season, anyways. And I didn't think October would be tourist season, but it was busy. Everywhere we went was busy. And I was just surprised. But then Sunday was better. We went to the beach. So we went to the beach on Sunday, and that was the best part of our trip. We really just should have gone to the beach.
It was so nice. It was calm and
And
oof.
before, when we went to Cannon Beach, like I said, we stayed in Long Beach, Washington, the first night. And I've been to Long Beach multiple times, and I just really like it over there. Once again, it's nothing fancy. It's like a little tourist trap, and it's a small town, but I just like it. I love the beach there. And we said, no, we just want to spend more time in Astoria because it felt like last time there was so much more to do that we didn't get to do. And then this trip, it just, our pieces were just not matching up. It
No.
was quite unfortunate. But in the morning, we woke up, we got a delicious breakfast at the waffle stand.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love a food truck or a food cart, and it was a waffle. I love waffles. Oh, so I got strawberries and cream waffles. Casey got a pizza waffle. So we started our day off right and went to the beach. And we went to Fort Stevens State Park, so that's still in Oregon. And we went to the wreck of Peter Iredale, I think. So it's this old, I mean, if I say this old pirate ship that's crashed on the beach, I feel like you imagine an actual pirate ship. It's really, really, really bare bones, but you can tell it was an old pirate ship.
Was it
And
actually a pirate ship?
I
The
guess
ship
it's,
of a
I
pirate?
think it's probably just a ship, but I'm gonna keep calling it a
I
pirate
think it's
ship.
just a ship.
Okay, there's an old ship
A
wreck. It's
shipwreck.
a shipwreck. I'll say it's a pirate ship, but it's,
Okay.
I'm sure it's not.
In your
But,
mind, you can let it be a pirate ship. I'm not gonna
and I
take that
kept
away from you.
saying, yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
And what did I say?
I don't know.
It's bad luck to be singing about pirates.
Oh God, I love Pirates of the Caribbean. But that beach was wonderful. The sun was out. It was actually slightly warm out in October. There was barely anyone there, like barely anyone. And it was just beautiful. And it wasn't very windy, which you normally go to the beach and it's windy. And it was not. It was lovely.
It was super calm, barely any wind. And I mean, it's like I took that picture of the sand and the water over it, and it's like just glassy.
It was
It
wonderful.
was so nice.
And then we went, and I wanted to go to, what was it called? The jetty,
The
right?
Jetty
And
Lagoon.
the, yeah, Jetty Lagoon. And it's basically the extremely, extremely tippity tip of Oregon. And they were doing construction on it.
Yeah.
They were building it back up, so putting all the rocks and stuff back there. So, but we got to go basically to that area, and there's a little lookout there, and we got to just sit there, and the view from that was lovely. So if you're want to go to, I mean, it's funny because most of the people who listen to this are from the Pacific Northwest, but then sometimes people listen and they're not from over here, so they're gonna be like, okay, whatever. But if you want to go to this beach, I highly recommend it. Fort Stevens State Park. It's a huge state park, and I want to go back and go camping there because there was a lot of different things to do there.
I was actually talking to one of my coworkers about that place. Mikey, he used to take his daughters there
Wow.
all the time and camp. But there's like bunkers and stuff there
Well, yeah,
too.
it's a
And
fort. We didn't even get to
yeah,
do
we
any of
didn't
that
do
part
any of
of
that.
exploring.
At least that's really cool, like going
Yeah.
out through the bunkers and all that.
We really just should have spent way more time there on Saturday, and we thought about it, but you know what really threw a wrench was the Seahawks game. Because Casey doesn't wake up until 10, and then the Seahawks game was on at like 11. So then I was like, we don't have time to go to the beach and come back and watch the game and then drink beer.
I
You know,
was tired.
yeah, I know. I know. And so we'll have to go back and explore more. But then we get back to the car. And the check engine light is on my car that I bought a month ago. And you know, I either think it's going to be the end of the world or it's nothing. Those are the my two thoughts with my car. And so at first I think it's nothing. And then Casey says, "Let's go get it checked out just so we know." And I would rather just ignore it, but that's not a good move. And so we, oh my gosh. Do you want to talk about this part?
I would love to talk about this part.
Okay. Go.
Yeah, so we went to Napa because usually at auto parts stores they have scanners to read codes that get thrown by the engine.
Computer. Check engine light.
Yeah. So go to Napa and I'm like, you guys be able to check a code? And like, no, we don't have it. Go to the Quick Lube. So I'm like, all right. So drive over to the Quick Lube and the guy plugs it in, gives us a code. He's like, this is what you're going to need. And so I'm like, all right. So Napa was the closest. He said the part was at AutoZone, showed up on the internet. And
AutoZone was back in another town. I mean, they're really basically a connected town, but yeah. It was closer to the beach where we had just been coming from.
Yeah.
So we're like, gosh, dang it. Back over the bridge.
Yeah. So we went to Napa and got to Napa, asked them if they had the part. Said, nope, don't have it. Try somewhere else. They weren't very helpful. So we went to AutoZone, and AutoZone, the guy was trying, but he couldn't find the part, so they're out of stock. They could order it in. I'm like, that's not very helpful because we have to be back to work tomorrow in Tacoma.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, go over, try O'Reilly's. So we're just getting the runaround from all the different auto parts stores. And
so we went to Napa twice. We went to Quick Lube once. We went to AutoZone once. And AutoZone should have had the part because it said in the computer they had the part. But you said the guy AutoZone was being dumb too. And so he probably wasn't looking the right spot.
Yeah, he wasn't looking for the right thing. He kept on saying at a whole different, because it was a sensor that was gone or supposedly it went out. And he was just talking about completely different things. I'm like, no. That's not what I'm looking for.
And so then he says, go to O'Reilly's. We go to O'Reilly's. And O'Reilly says that they don't have the part either.
At least that guy was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And he's like, you should go check this place. And I'm like, no, we're done with this. So we just have him clear the code. And
yeah, so then they turn the check engine light off. And I talked to my dad. And my dad says, you know, it might have just been like a kind of like a glitch, I guess. And so if it comes back on while you're driving, then get the part when you get back home. And if it doesn't, then it's just fine. It was just like an electrical glitch, surge, whatever. And so then we drive and Casey says, did you still want to go to Long Beach? And I say, I don't know. I'm stressed out now about my car. And you say, it's going to be fine. If we go to the beach, it's not going to make a difference one way or the other. So do you want to go to the beach? And so I say, yes, of course I want to go to the beach. And so we go to the beach and it was nice. And we get back in the car and the light is back on. So.
Yep. And
then I'm sad.
The development even further.
What?
What was it? Tuesday or Monday?
Well, that's a big fast forward. That's but basically forward. To round out our trip, we had lunch in Long Beach and it reminded me of when we first started dating and you used to work nights and I used to work at like restaurants and stuff. And then we would go out to lunch and it would be us and then a bunch of old people out and about because we were working at night. And then it was a Monday, a weekday. And so it was the same. It was us and a bunch of old people eating.
That's what it made me feel like, too.
It was nice. And our food was good. And then we went back home. And my car is still alive.
Still alive.
Barely.
But.
And then we found out that the guy at the Quick Lube, who was so nice, I was going to leave them a great review on Yelp, wrote down the wrong code that my car was saying. And so the part that we were looking for is not even the part that we need.
And this is after I went to
another Napa.
I went to an AutoZone.
And another AutoZone.
And I ordered the part, paid for it, and it was going to be coming in the next day. And then I bought the scanner so I could look it up on the car myself and just make sure. I figured it was a good thing to have. And I'm like, this isn't right at all. So I called them, canceled it, and I still need to go there and pick up the other part.
The new part.
The other part that's going to be a little bit more of a pain to deal with.
So that was our trip.
That was going to be my roast.
Super nice, super relaxing. Oh, I didn't talk about my freaking panic attack. That's the whole thing I was going to talk about. Obviously, I'm trying to block it out. So one of the nights we were there, I couldn't get to sleep. And of course, Casey is like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. And I'm like, I'm really having really bad anxiety right now. And Casey says, just try to put it out of your mind. It's okay. What's bothering you? And I said, this is how bad I am. I said, I think I left the heating pad plugged in at our house, and I think it's burning down. And you said, if you did, there's nothing we could do about it, which is not very comforting. And I'm like, oh God, I really think I did. And
then I said,
it was the first night. Now I remember. And I say, oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know. And you're like, there's nothing we can do about it, even if you did. And I'm like, I think I did. And I'm freaking out. And then I'm thinking all kinds of other things. My car is parked on the road, because that's where it's supposed to park for the hotel. And I just kept thinking, I think somebody sideswiped my car. And I was just picturing in my head my car completely, like, destroyed. Why? I don't know. Where did it even come from? I don't know. But I just kept thinking that. Or I thought, it's towed. It's definitely towed. They towed it. And these things, I just could not stop thinking about it. And it's late at night, and I was thinking about going downstairs and walking out and just seeing the car just so I could see it. But I'm in a town I don't know. There are, you know, there's not, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have gone outside by myself late at night, is all I'll say. And God, it was so bad. And then I was thinking, I woke you up and I was thinking just terrible things. And I just couldn't get to sleep. And then I didn't know what to do.
I remember with the heating pad thing, telling you just, well, if the house is burning down, we will get a call from the landlords. So it's not burning down.
I know, but I really thought it was. And that's been something, and I don't know if it's just my stress or it's since my parents' house burnt down, but like, I would think it when I was in Tukwila as well, when we left places, I'm like, it's burning. Something I did, it's burning. And I think that now sometimes when I go on my walks, like, oh, I just think it all the time. And it's crazy. I just can't get it out of my head. And I don't know. Maybe this is completely just not fun for anyone to listen to, but that's just how I was feeling. I was having, it was bad. And then I said, my neck hurts so bad. I was like, my neck was in so much pain. I was stressing myself so much. I was in physical pain and for no reason. And it's just frustrating. I just wish I wasn't like that.
And then when we got home, what did we find out?
When we got home, I walk into the bedroom and the heating pad was not even plugged in.
Because I unplugged it.
It's funny, but it's no, because you said you were worried about it too.
Like, yeah, because you made me worry about it. And I'm like,
messed up in the head.
And I was like, because I swear I am, because I saw it plugged in and it wasn't in use. And I unplugged it. And I swear I did. But then you're like, I think it's plugged in still. I'm like, fuck, maybe it is.
Oh my God, it was so bad. So I'm worrying about wasting our time and money going on this trip. I'm worried about my car being destroyed. I'm worried about our house burning down. And I'm worried that, like, I am sick and I don't feel good. And, like, it was a mess. And the whole point of going on this was because I was so stressed out. I needed to get away from the house. I'm like, I can't be in here any longer. I can't see one more picture of somebody, you know, having a good time on their weekend while I'm working 6 days a week. Like, I can't do it. I'm going to lose my mind. And that I was still stressed out on my trip. But there was good moments.
There was.
And I feel like I don't know. I thought being spontaneous would be good, but I don't know. I don't know what's better. I don't know if it's better to be spontaneous or if it's better to plan it out, because sometimes if you plan everything out so far in advance, then if something goes wrong, like there's even more pressure on it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's exactly what you're saying. I agree.
So, all in all, I think Astoria is a great place to visit. Apparently, it's a much more popular tourist destination than I thought, but I highly recommend it. So, if you like going to tourist destinations, definitely give it a gander and explore
Try it
and
out.
check out all of the good breweries. I was really sad the distillery wasn't open because of COVID. The cidery wasn't open because of COVID, but almost everything else was open. It was just busy.
Super busy.
Weirdly busy. The beach was not busy though. I don't know. Maybe the locals there were just, I don't know. I
They just
just,
like to drink.
maybe. I have no
Nothing wrong with
idea.
that.
It was really hard to figure out the vibe.
Yeah.
If it was locals or if it was tourists. It seemed more tourists, but I don't know. Also, I saw a kid in a full baseball uniform,
Yeah.
which was just a whole other thing. I was
That
wondering what's going on over
was just one
there.
of them. You
Just,
usually see them in a pack.
yeah, I thought, what was going on? So what do you think for our next trip? What would make our next trip better?
Let's see.
Going to
Let's say going, if it's during these COVID times, going somewhere that, I mean, it's not focused on going out and about and going to breweries and stuff,
I
like
know, but
going
that's what we
somewhere
like to
warm.
do.
I know.
It's just so frustrating. I don't know what else to do. I mean, we went to the beach, we did do that, but I don't know. That's the other thing, is people go on vacation to do things. That's why people are so upset right now. Like, they try to go do something and you can't even go have a meal.
Yeah.
That's the frustrating thing. I'd love to go camping, but we don't have a trailer. We don't have that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a truck with a canopy.
That's full of wood.
Ah, it's fine.
And I am just upset. I just want to do something nice and relaxing, but at the same time, I don't just want to sit and read in the woods because I could do that whenever. So I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
I'm going to move to the middle of the country. I've given up on the West Coast.
I'm moving to Wisconsin.
I'm moving to Texas with Joe Rogan, and I'll do whatever he wants me to do for him.
Jeez.
I don't know. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I don't know if that's being selfish to say, but I just don't feel like we're even living anymore. And there are places where, like, we did go to Idaho and Montana, and it was more normal. And I see people living their lives, but maybe it's all fake. Maybe people are not actually living their lives. So that's why I'm sharing our experience, because that's another thing, is because I know Casey tells me not to be on social media so much, but that's the other thing. I've been seeing so many people go on vacation and have these nice times, but maybe they're lying. Maybe it's not as easy as it looks on social media, because I'll tell you right now, it's not easy.
Yeah, I
It wasn't
don't
easy and it wasn't relaxing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier to go out and do things outdoors than it is to go into a town,
But
go to the beach.
even the beach was great. I'm still shocked that there weren't more people there, but even a lot of the hikes and stuff near these bigger cities are getting even more people there than usual. And
Well, that's just because they can't go out and do the other things they'd usually do.
well, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
So.
I don't know. I want to go to a pumpkin patch. I don't even know where the pumpkin patches are, and I am not going to go to a pumpkin patch and wait for an hour or something like that. I just cannot handle the I can't handle it anymore. I'm going to go travel to, I don't know,
Pumpkin land.
Texas and go to a pumpkin patch there. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either.
So I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of me having a breakdown multiple times. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of the things I'm listening to, seeing, it seems like things are getting more normal, but they're really not over here. They're not. And people talk to me and they say, football's coming back. Like, are you so happy? Things are getting a little bit more normal. And it's not normal. It's not normal football without the fans. And then I'm seeing other games around the country getting canceled, postponed. And it's just more and more and more stress and drama. And it's just compounding. I wanted to end this on a light note and I got dark again. Shoot.
I just stay in my lane and keep on keeping on.
So back to work and back to... Everyone just try to stay sane. And the one thing about all of this is I've gotten to read more. And reading is a great escape. Even if you can't escape on vacation, you can escape in a book.
You can do that.
I feel like I'm in advertisement for a Scholastic Book Fair now.
Rainbow.
That was really, really, really bad.
Thank you. My voice is amazing.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with some more lighthearted news next week, hopefully. But that was our trip, and I am very lucky and grateful to have been able to spend time with you, Casey, in Oregon. I loved it. And, you know, I'm just really lucky to have you, even though sometimes the times are not very good or they're stressful. You are always calm, no matter what the storm is. And I appreciate you.
Well, someone's got to be calm, right?
Yeah, someone does have to be calm. But it's not going to be me.
When I'm not calm, we got trouble.
Why don't you end the episode?
Well, thank you for listening to Pish Posh with my good friend, Lindsay Wilson. You can see her on or listen to her on all the podcast platforms, the Apple and the Spotify.
Yeah.
And you can support her on Patreon. She's pretty cool and has all kinds of stuff in the works.
Wow. Look at you.
What's another thing that you can listen to podcasts on?
Those are the two main ones.
Those
that was
two
good.
Main ones. Thank you.
Very good, dear. Thank you very much.
Anything I missed?
You could say leave us a 5-star review.
So if you leave us a 6-star review, I'll build you something.
All right, there you go. Okay, is that it?
Thank you. And party on.
Party on. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out!